My story is about a friend named Phil, his dodgy boat named Falcon, his dog named Sammy, my mate Baz from Wellington, and me, and the time we went fishing. It started on a Friday night. We were looking forward to our day on the water, and we hit town and went to a few pubs. I was getting really excited about going fishing. Phil started getting really excited about a young woman he met at the Vic Rose. And he informed me that if he did score, which is what he was trying to do, we wouldn't be going fishing. I was pretty disappointed. He said, look, give me a call in the morning, we'll see how things go. Gave him a call in the morning, he was hungover, and he said, guess what? Nothing happened, let's go fishing. We got Falcon, and we headed out to sea. We shot out of the harbour, down the road, towards Crissell's Harbour. It was a bit choppy, a bit rough. We hadn't checked the weather forecast, we hadn't checked the tides. Why would you do something like that? Three guys in a boat and a dog, what could possibly go wrong? So we ended up in Crissell's Harbour. We tried fishing, but it was really choppy, and everyone started feeling sick. We were already feeling pretty seedy anyway. So Phil had this great lunch that we'd park the boat on this beach, get off, go for a walk, have some late lunch and chill out. So we did that, and after probably an hour and a half of having a good time and a good feed, we went back to the boat. Tide had gone out, and the boat was stuck halfway up the beach. It was getting on in the day. We got a bit nervous. The tide fortunately turned. There were some divers who had a boat with a big engine. And pushing and with the divers and the tide, we managed to get it off eventually. And we started heading back out to sea. Now, it was getting darker. It was windy. The sea was looking a bit ominous. So I said to Phil, look, why don't we just tie up at the jetty and spend the night here? And he said, we can't do that, mate. And I said, how come? I looked into the cabin, and there was quite a bit of water in there. And it was starting to slosh around. So Phil explained that for us to stop the boat from sinking, we had to go further out into deep water and try somehow to get home in this bad weather. So that's what we did. But the sea was full on, and we started going up and going down and up and down. And then things got more intense, and we actually started taking off, leaving the waves, falling, free-falling through time and space, hitting the ocean, and then waves were coming over the top of us. It was rather exciting. The windscreen started coming apart because we were all hanging on to it for dear life. The boat was mainly built of plywood and nails, and the seats at the back actually started wrenching up off the floor, and then bits of them started flying into the air along with us, smashing down on the deck and breaking into pieces. I was scared. Baz was scared. The dog was absolutely terrified. Phil looked pretty calm. He looked pretty calm until he didn't. I noticed this and I said, Phil, what's up? And he said, as we were sort of smashing our way through the sea, he said, fuel gauge. I looked at the fuel gauge and it was on F. It was positively erect, on F. And I went, yeah, it's okay. And he said, no, it's dodgy, mate. It's dodgy. And there, before our very eyes, it went down to E. I said, does this mean we have no fuel? And he said, I don't know. It's dodgy. It's a dodgy gauge. We should be all right. I'm really starting to worry. We get to the boulder bank. I can just see the lighthouse in the fading light. And the boulder bank's 13 kilometres long. So I'm starting to think, we are not going to make it. Then the boat suddenly lurches sideways. And there's a noise. It sounds like a giant sticking plaster being ripped off. Like a shoo. And at that point, because we'd hit something, the steering went all over the show. So Phil's trying to steer the boat. It's going all over the place. I'm thinking we're not going to make it. But somehow he kept it together and he kept us on track, kept the boat pointed forward, and we somehow made it down the boulder bank, into the cut, and safely into the haven. We were elated. We were anxious. We were upset. Everything was full of emotion. We got to the jetty. We got the boat out of the water, and we learnt that basically a third to a half of the fiberglass on one side of the hull had been just torn off. So for most of the trip down the boulder bank, we were going on one thin piece of plywood. So that was pretty exciting. Baz and I laughed. We thought that was pretty funny. Phil didn't think that was very funny at all. But the adventure wasn't over, because on the way home, Phil got a speeding ticket and a rather big fine for having an unregistered trailer. Anyway, the moral of the story is, if your name is Phil and you have a boat named Falcon, for everyone's sake, please don't take your friends fishing. Thank you.